morning. This is Peter Mansbridge with an on-the-street report. Actually, I'm in a car. I'd like to go over the events of yesterday just so you get a better idea of what's going on here. Yesterday was garbage day in the neighborhood of the Crossbow Court area, and the Hethazis put out the garbage as per the normal procedure. When they got home, the garbage can was several houses down the street, and the garbage lid was nowhere to be found. After driving around the neighborhood for several hours, the lid did not turn up. Upon further investigation, it seems that the lid may have run off to another province. The winds were very high, and the lid at the time was not very happy at its current residence. We are asking the assistance of other members of the Ontario Provincial Police and the Manitoba Provincial Police in locating this lid. It is a black lid, fairly new model Rubbermaid garbage can with a twist-on type of system to hold it in place. The lid was free of any contaminants as it was well looked after and it came from a good home. If you do find the lid anywhere wandering around blowing like in a cartwheel fashion or a wagon wheel fashion, please stop it, approach it carefully, and then confiscate it, put it in your trunk, and then please bring it home to 350 Crossbow Court. We appreciate your assistance. This has been Peter Mansbridge, the on-the-scene reporter who is actually driving in a car. Thank you.
I know I was a crazy fool for treating you the way I did. Something caught a hold of me and acted like a dustbin lid. You know, the word dustbin lid is actually the English term for garbage can lid. The first time I heard that lyric, I had no idea what they were talking about. It was from the Paul McCartney Pipes of Peace album. And I had to look at the insert of the album to... I always did that. I don't know about you. You always listen to words. Listen to words. You. I don't know about you, but when I was younger, I wanted to hear and understand the words of what songs were. Do you remember... A lot of songs you didn't understand the words, so you had to look at the insert of the album. Yeah, those are the days where you actually had albums. Nice albums, nice covers, nice inserts. If you were lucky, the artist that was singing there, that you were listening to, actually printed the lyrics in the album cover, and many artists didn't. I don't know why. I don't know why. Were you embarrassed? I mean, if I bought it, I obviously like it enough to for me to maybe look a little bit more into what it is that you are saying, because a lot of times we do not understand you because of whatever, if you are on some sort of hallucinant, yeah, I know that's the word, or you are on some kind of stimulant or depressant, because I know these artists, they got lots of issues. As a very, very low hanging fruit type artist like me, who I've done a little bit of singing, a little bit of recording, a little bit of performing, I understand it. I understand totally the high that you get on the stage. And then when you come off the stage, you don't get that high anymore. And you don't think that you're as good of a person or whatever you deal with. You deal with a little bit of post-performance blues. So... you have to pick yourself up, and you do that artificially. Or if, in the case of cannabis, it's not artificial, it is real, right? It's from the ground. It's not manufactured. Although I think they are mixing cannabis together, sort of like a pear and an apple, and they come up with something different. But anyway, I digress again. So I know what that's about. But where I was getting with that is Lyrics. Lots of times when you listen to songs, you didn't know what they were saying. And you were curious. It would eat you up. Those weren't the days where you would just type something in. Where, like, for example, you type in the Other Me, Paul McCartney lyrics, and all of a sudden you're going to get the whole song there. Yeah, that's the song I was singing. The Other Me by Paul McCartney. If you want to see what he was saying, read what he was saying, dustbin lid part, then look it up, please, on the internet. Those were the days, weren't they, my friend? Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. We'd sung and dance from light time to the day. Those are the incorrect words. How are you? You know, I released a podcast episode 2 days ago. And I honestly tried to do a good job. Tried to make it funny. I did some production. I actually have probably half of it that is usable. And it just wasn't happening. I'd spent the night in my office slash study, whatever you want to call it, and come up with some ideas. I laid something down and it just wasn't working. I just didn't feel it. The flow wasn't right. I didn't think it was funny. You know, when you're trying to be funny and you're not funny, and people could tell, that's not good. That's not good. So I felt bad about that. What should I have done? Should I have released an episode when I said I was going to? So keep my promise. Or should I have waited till I had something good to release? This might not even be good either. But that's what it's getting out there. It's getting released one way or the other. We got to do what we do. And the people that'll enjoy it are going to stick around. And the people that don't enjoy it, we're going to move on. They're going to move on listening to a highly commercialized podcast with a huge staff that get paid. And I don't get paid here. I do this out of my love, out of my insanity. It's therapy. Thank you for listening to the From the Hip podcast with Albert Haskell. Believe it or not, you are keeping me out of an asylum. You're keeping overpriced medication out of my system and reducing the tax burden on fellow Canadians. Thank you so much. Bye.